Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open, and here's your host, the Lady DJ.
So since our last time together, the world celebrated the birth of one of the biggest stars ever, and we remembered the career of a pop princess gone too soon. I am the Lady DJ. Welcome to the Soul Lounge. In the next hour, we're going to pay tribute to both, and we'll also check in with Nikki Strong. She's going to be giving us the scoop from the 10th annual Afro Punk Festival, one of the fastest growing musical movements in the world. I also have tons of new music, including the latest from Brian McKnight, Layla Hathaway, and my next artist, Liz Wright. She grew up in a small rural town in Georgia. She's the daughter of a pastor and musical director. Her story is very familiar. Started singing in the church and then eventually developed an appreciation for jazz and the blues. She sang as part of a jazz quartet before branching out on her own. She's got a new album that is set to be released on September the 4th. It is her fifth album, and I'm going to give you the first cut from the project called Lean In. This is Liz Wright inside the Soul Lounge.
Feel me.
That was the latest from Brian McKnight called Uh-Oh Feeling. So what is an Uh-Oh Feeling? Well, Brian describes it as that feeling you get when you suddenly catch someone staring at you in a certain way from across the room and you're thinking, what is that? What does that mean? Should I talk to him or her? It's that rush that you feel in your chest afterwards, the sense of wondering. There you go. The cut, by the way, has a bit of an old school feel, which I absolutely love, and I'm hoping we'll hear more of on his new CD called Better, which is set to be released in 2016. Coming up next, a band that I hope to have inside the Soul Lounge very soon. Internet grew out of the Odd Future Hip Hop Collective that began in L.A. around 2007. Now, since then, many of its members have gone on to do their own thing as solo artists, and others decided to break off into smaller groups, and so Internet was born. Their single, Don'tcha, from a while ago caught me by surprise, and I have been hooked on them ever since. They're going to be spending the next few months traveling around the U.S. to promote their new album, Ego Death. From that project, here they are with Under Control inside the Soul Lounge.
Give it to
Music is the language of the soul.
Last week on August 25th, the world took a moment to remember the late Aaliyah on the 14th anniversary of her death. She was leaving Barbados after filming the video for the song we just heard, Rock the Boat, when her plane crashed, killing everyone on board. She was just 22 years old. Her death touched so many, including Janet Jackson, who posted a beautiful handwritten note dedicated to the late star. It said, "What I shared with you ever, sacred, everlasting, and it's pure, and it will endure. I love you, Aaliyah. #RIP. She also included lyrics from her song, Together Again. This week, we also celebrated the life of Janet Jackson's late brother, Michael Jackson. His birthday was August 29th. He would have been 57 years old. So to do my part, I'm going to celebrate with one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. This is Rock With You, inside the Soul Lounge. If you have a request or if you just want to say hello, I would love to connect with you via Twitter. I am at VOA Lady DJ. Stick around, more Soul Lounge coming up.
Are you looking for peace of mind? You won't find it in your status life. What are you trying to prove? Are you trying to move? I fell for it too.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ. And you know, this year's MTV VMA Awards featured for the first time an award for video with a social message. Now, the song One Man Can Change the World by Big Sean won the award. He also worked with John Legend and Kanye West on that project. And during his acceptance speech, Big Sean dedicated his award to his grandmother, who was one of the very first female African-American pilots in World War II and the one who showed him that one man could change the world indeed. Here's Big Sean with our hip-hop cut of the day inside the Soul Lounge.
They used to tell me, I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. That one man could change the world. One man could change the world. All I wanted was $100 million and a bad chick. Imagine this a month, some nights it felt like that I had it. Back on the mattress, staring at the ceiling, try connected. That's what it's all making those attachments. I'm talking dreaming so hard, some nights it felt like draft day. You know, My stepbrother used to flip them bags outside the crib like it was trash day. No Kim K, but he back, yeah, yeah. But when you're getting fast money, slow down, don't crash. With all the drive in the world, swear you still need gas. Look, think about it. Close your eyes, dream about it. Tell your team about it. Go make $1 million schemes about it. Success is on the way, I feel it in the distance. Used to look up at the stars and be like, ain't too much that's different. I be shining, they be shining. Get you one shot, don't you miss it. What you know about waking up every day like you on a mission? And I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope and that's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls, it's pretty and everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. One man could change the world. One man could change the world.
My grandma told me if you write your name in stone, you'll never get the white out. I grinded out that black hole, then performed up at the White House, standing next to Jim Carrey. We traded stories, then laughed. I said, you're not the only one I know got rich wearing masks. Where I'm from, I swear they broke. They need way more than the cash. We need more than what you have, and then we need more than that. But how I'm supposed to say I'm tired if that girl from West Virginia came up in conditions that I couldn't survive? Went to war, came back alive. On top of that, became a female black captain. When being black, you had to extra, extra try. Way before James Brown made us proud. She bought a crib on the same street as Marvin Gaye, right there on how to drive. And she taught me how to drive. And she raised the kids, then the kids' kids. And she did it right. Taught me how to love, taught me not to cry. When I die, I hope you teach me how to fly. All my life, you've been that angel in the sky. Saying, I hope you learn to make it on your own. If you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. I hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, $7 million dreams. When you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing, that one man can change the world. One man can change the world.
All right, now it's time for our weekly Strong in the City report with our friend, Nikki Strong.
Well, hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm fine, Shauna. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Soul Lounge.
Thank you.
All right, so a couple of weekends ago, tens of thousands of folks converged upon Brooklyn, New York for the Afropunk Festival. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, my goodness, the Afropunk Festival. Well, how do you define what the Afropunk Festival is? Well, according to the website, Afropunk itself has become synonymous with open-minded, non-conforming, and unconventional.
Okay.
And placing the Afropunk movement itself at the epicenter of urban culture inspired by alternative music.
All right. So what does that mean exactly, though?
I know, right? For me, it's like the meeting of creatives creating a space that centers urban culture and African-American culture. In the alternative music space. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is that the history of Afropunk, it came together with James Spooner and Matthew Morgan. And James Spooner, he grew up in Southern California in the 1990s. And a lot of kids who grew up during that time were into punk rock music. But when he would go to shows, they were very hostile. Like, there'd be a lot of swastikas.
And we have to mention that he's African American.
Yes.
Which is why this matters so much to the story. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as a young black kid, he was not welcome at these concerts and found them very hostile. So, but when he moved to New York, he found a bunch of black kids like him who were punk rockers and who identified. And then later on, him and Matthew Morgan hooked up and they joined forces in 2002 and they created a documentary that was called Afropunk. And from there, things really evolved. They wound up, it turned into an extensive virtual community celebrating Afropunk culture at Afropunk.com.
An incredible website, by the way.
Absolutely.
If you haven't been on it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, about the different kinds of music people are creating that get no real mainstream exposure.
Yeah. Music and art, and they do movies. I mean, culture across the board.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what happened is that part of Afropunk started with a live performance series called Liberation Sessions, and which started to become noticed and became front and center at other major festivals like CMJ and South by Southwest. And then in 2005, the Afropunk Festival in Brooklyn was born, and it has really grown and expanded. Mm-hmm. They now have they're having one in Atlanta that's coming up. Mm-hmm. They did one in June in Paris. Mm-hmm. They're going to do that again in Paris in June next year. Mm-hmm. And I also know that they are interested in doing one in Africa as well.
Mm-hmm. And it has grown. I mean, that's the one thing that I find so interesting about this is that you wouldn't think that this movement would grow into what it has, because traditionally when we think about urban culture, at least here in the States, when you think about urban culture, you're thinking about hip hop, you're thinking about R&B, you're thinking about soul music, maybe jazz, but punk, alternative rock, that traditionally has not been part of the African American experience until now.
Yes, well, yeah.
Or 10 years ago.
Or not showcased as part of the African-American experience. Because you had a lot of African-American young people identifying with all kinds of music, mm-hmm. but not really be giving the venues to mm-hmm. be able, like the Liberated Sessions, to mm-hmm. be able to be liberated, to be totally creative and embrace who they are mm-hmm. outside of what the confines have been, you know. Put out there.
Right. So who performed at this year's festival?
Oh, my God. Okay. So tons of people performed.
Yeah.
The headliners were Grace Jones, mm-hmm. the incomparable Grace Jones, mm-hmm. Lauryn Hill, and Lenny Kravitz.
Now, I would think sort of Grace Jones pretty much exemplifies what we're talking about. Grace Jones is known for sort of being her own woman and
yes.
experimenting with different sounds and being unapologetic about who she is
right.
as a person of color.
Sure, sure.
You know,
sure, sure.
Expressing herself in ways that aren't necessarily expected. So
sure.
A lot of people,
they say Lady Gaga got her stuff or her ideas or her inspiration from Grace Jones.
How many
people
have?
Right. So people don't even know if they see Lady Gaga,
yeah.
they're seeing, you know, it's different because
uh-huh.
Lady Gaga is doing it as Lady Gaga. So she's got her flavor. But Grace Jones, definitely.
And there's some incredible video from the festival of Grace Jones. I mean, one of the things that she's known for doing is singing while hula hooping.
Yes.
And there's video of that. And we'll make sure that we post it.
Yes, I have it on mine. I'll share it on yours.
Okay, we'll make mm-hmm. sure we up so you can get to see that, too. And Lenny Kravitz, I think, is another example of
yeah.
that. I mean, now he's more in the rock field, but mm-hmm. still kind of alternative, not traditionally what we thought. And I heard he did a great set as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Lauryn Hill also performed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of other artists that are alternative,
mm-hmm.
that are alternative. So
lesser-known artists.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Or if you're into the punk scene. And that's also one of the challenges that the festival is facing, because usually it was just punk artists like Bad Brains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's becoming, as it grows, it's really embracing just the wide range of expression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Afropunk.com, if you go to their site, they have tons of photographs from the festival there. Some of the most beautiful sort of visual
yes.
representations of what happened there. So, you know, we'll post up a link to that as well.
Another part of Afropunk is activism.
Mm.
That's an integral part of it. I mean, they have different activities. They call it food and drink, art, and they call it activism flow. So Habitat for Humanity was there.
Okay.
And just letting the audience, because it's a lot of young people, be aware of what's available to them. So they had a wide range of social organizations there, you know, from Habitat to Humanity to Stopping World Hunger, as well as to Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. They also have their market, you know, where people can buy goods, and they have after dark. So after the festival during the day,
mm-hmm.
they have the after dark sessions where you have other aspects of culture as well, where they have comedy, they have film screenings, they have drink specials and all
that kind
of
party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they have it in Brooklyn every year and they've moved it to Atlanta.
Oh, they're doing another one.
They're going to do another one, but and then they'll be in Paris and then they're working their way
right.
hopefully onto the continent. So what we hope will eventually happen is that no matter where you are, maybe if you are fortunate enough to travel, you'll at least be able to experience it for yourself in person. And if not, there's just tons of footage so you get to see it online and experience that way. And if the Afropunk people are listening, we could do some live streaming.
Hello.
You know, we need to talk about that
Hello.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Well, thank you so much. Now, I just want to say, though, you know, you talked about the experiences of the founders. And
mm-hmm.
and I remember growing up a group sure. called Living Color.
Of course.
And they were a black punk group, and
they helped pave the way.
They paved the way for this whole entire movement. So I you know,
and I was just going to say, it even just shows how the creative expressiveness and the influences that people of color did have.
Sure,
and they were just little splashes of like, look, Fishbone, there's In Living Color,
right?
Yeah,
and they were hugely successful. So I thought, you know, instead of kind of thinking about what's going on now, maybe going back to the foundation. So our
yes.
old school cut is actually not going to be a soul cut. It's going to be a punk cut, but it is a cut that you probably know. It won a Grammy back in, I think, like the late 1988 or 89. And they were, the group was founded in New York City, and they were huge. And so I think maybe, you know, this would be a perfect opportunity to give you a little bit of Living Color.
Yes.
And
even though they're punk, I say they're soul too.
Oh, they're definitely soul too. So this is Cult of Personality. Thank you so much, Nikki. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take care.
And during the few moments that we have, right down to earth in a language that everybody here
can easily understand.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Everyone's happy. Finally, it's the all the hard work's behind me, yeah, and I just invited all my friends. I'm about to throw something on the grill, yeah, and get together and play some cards, yeah. A couple of drinks, something smoking, do our thing, yeah. No one's got hating in their heart. Backyard party. Whoa.
feels so good to be outside. Yeah. And the music sounds like heaven. Yeah. Made me wanna grab a towel and clean my ride. Oh. First I'ma throw something on the grill.
Though the summertime barbecue party season is kind of coming to a close here in the States, I still cannot let go of the vibe. We just heard music from R. Kelly. It's called Backyard Party, and it is from his new album, The Buffet. No release date on that yet. All right, now before we get into the next song, I must tell you that up until today, I've never heard anyone sing an Anita Baker song anywhere near as well as Anita. And then here comes Layla Hathaway. Here is an absolutely gorgeous rendition of Anita's 1983 hit Angel next, Inside the Soul.
If I could, I'd give you the world, wrap it all around you. Won't be satisfied with just a piece of his heart. My angel, oh angel, you're my
you are.
You're
Well, that does it for us this week. Thank you so much for hanging out. We'll be back next week. But until then, if you have a request or a question for me, you know, I am on Facebook. You can just search VOA Lady DJ and the number one, and you'll find me there. I'm also on Twitter, simply at VOA Lady DJ. And, you know, you can hear me every day on VOA One and VOAnews.com. So until we meet again, make sure you take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Okay.